says, glory be to God in the highest. As we come into the time of the evening sacrifice, as we come into the midnight, it is a time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. And that sacrifice is the church, is the bride. The head of the church was the morning sacrifice. The evening sacrifice is the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And we are saying, the hour has come. Let your name be glorified. We are saying, Lord, we are ready to be offered. Our soul, our bodies, our personality, we give all to you, Jesus, as an offering. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just see the Spirit of God falling on some people. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to do what I just feel. I just feel if you have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, or if you feel dry, or if you want the fire of the Holy Ghost to come upon you, or you want God to touch you, or there is something there is a nature, something you are carrying out to God, just stand. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song again. And as we begin to sing that song, I want you to reach out and to receive that which you want God to touch you. I see God bringing a fire. Hallelujah. I see the fire of God falling. Hallelujah. If you have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you can receive. If you receive before and you are dry, say, God, fill me afresh. Bring a wetness. Your heavens are dry. You feel you can't reach God. You can't talk to God. You have not heard the voice of God. You say, God, you are like that woman at the well. Say, Lord, bring me, fill my cup, bring me to that place of life. Hallelujah. Let the spirit of adoption come and adopt my soul to be the dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost come and make me God's sanctuary. Hallelujah. So let's sing that song again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when the glory of God comes, he says we shall be one. He said, by this shall all men know. Hallelujah. There's a glory of God that has come. Hallelujah. And I see God saying there must be reconciliation. Hallelujah. Brother with brother. Brother with sister. Sister with sister. Hallelujah. Fathers and children. Fathers and wives. Husband and wives. Hallelujah. Brethren and fellowship. That is how it manifests. Hallelujah. And God says, if you know your brother has an ought, say, go to your brother and recover your brother. You are not going to prove that you are right. You are going to say, brother, I'm sorry. Let us be restored. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the desolations of many generations be restored in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke the tail-bearing spirit in the name of Jesus. The spirit of the locust. The spirit that has come to bring dryness. The spirit that has come to scatter. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. This wind that has come to bring dryness, to turn the wilderness, the fruitful field to be a wilderness. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will restore the waste places. Let every dry land be visited again. Let the fresh dew, fresh rain, let unction from your presence come. Let rivers of life come. Hallelujah. And water the waste places. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let all the spirits that have taken advantage, we come and we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we cast you out in the name of Jesus. We close every loophole, every opening we close in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak for a recovery. We ask for a recovery, hallelujah, of any soul that has been lost, that has wandered away, hallelujah. We speak a recovery in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, that you will send messengers to restore every prodigal son, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. That you will grant us a season of recovery. In the name of Jesus. A season of restoration. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, that you will restore bread. You will restore life. You will restore fruitfulness. You will restore joy and rejoicing. Hallelujah. You will restore plenty in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh yes. That our waters will be sure. Our bread shall be sure. Our teachers shall not be removed from us. Hallelujah. Lord, that you restore divine order. Due order in your house. Hallelujah. We restore a covering over the fellowship in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh yes. That you restore the gatekeepers. You restore the watchers. In the name of Jesus. Restore the elders. Restore the old women. Hallelujah. Restore the young men. Hallelujah. Restore the children. Hallelujah. Restore every category in the name of Jesus. Restore the ministries. Hallelujah. You bring the ministry of the apostle and the teacher. of the prophets, of the evangelists, of the shepherds, of the help, all the ministries, Lord, that you will, we cause to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. That you restore the prophetic word in our midst in the name of Jesus. Restore the prophetic word, the word that comes by revelation, by word of wisdom. Hallelujah. Oh yes, Lord, restore in the name of Jesus. Restore true visions, true prophecies from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask and pray for a recovery in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we receive grace to walk in this new anointing in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that this new song will spread. Hallelujah. Let it spread. Hallelujah. Let the healing spread. Let it go to our homes. Hallelujah. Let it go to our beds in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every frog spirit. All the spirits that have come from the Nile, have come that have come to pollute our gatherings. We say the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That the shout of the King shall be restored in our gathering. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you grant us authority to speak with the enemies at the gate in the name of Jesus. You grant us a restore our position in the gates. We come against the spirit that rule over this principality in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We say the Lord rebuke you. Say the spirits that have not created the heavens and the earth shall perish from under the heavens in the name of Jesus. They shall go backwards, that the way will be slippery for them. Lord, we come against this covering over the soul, this covering, these spirits of darkness. We say the Lord rebuke you by the brightness of his coming. By the appearing of the Lord, we say the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We repent where we have given suck to the Spirit in the name of Jesus. We receive strength to stand in the house of the Lord, to lift up holy hands in the name of Jesus. We come against every enticement against the house of God, against the people of God. The city shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. Every decree, every finger pointed, every thought, every spirit that has been released to harass the people of God, we say the Lord rebuke you in the name. As you come against us one way, you will flee seven ways in the name of Jesus. We see the covering over the people of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just sit. Hallelujah. We just have a few minutes. About 30 minutes to talk about Babylon. Hallelujah. I feel like talking about Babylon. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When did we hear about Babylon last? Hallelujah. Amen. Babylon speaks of the soul. Hallelujah. Bible says in Revelation 18, it says that Babylon has become a cage or a dwelling place for every unclean and hateful and rebellious spirit. Hallelujah. That is Babylon. Hallelujah. Amen. And Babylon is a spiritual term for the soul. Hallelujah. That is Babylon. And Jesus taught and said that when an unclean spirit has gone out of where? Huh? Out of a man. Which part of the man? His leg? Eh? Oh. Brother is the preacher. Brother says out of his soul. Amen. So I agree with him. Amen. The soul is a house. Any spirit can dwell there. It is you and I that will determine the spirit that will dwell. Hallelujah. When man was born, he was born with spirits dwelling in his soul. Hallelujah. The people born in Nigeria have special spirits that relate to the spirit that rules over Nigeria, dwelling in them. That's what made them Nigerians. Amen. The people born in America have certain spirits, peculiar spirits, dwelling in them also. Hallelujah. So when the people come together, they begin to manifest certain traits. Hallelujah. Many of us have a lot of allegiance to this relationship. And the thing is that we receive life from that relationship. Hallelujah. We receive life. The Bible says that they not only disobey God, but they have pleasure in them that do so. Hallelujah. Amen. That is, they receive life from wickedness. Hallelujah. And I don't think we can get into it, but the day you cut off the devil from feeding on you, and from you feeding on the devil, the matter is over. Because he told the devil, the serpent, say, dust you eat. Dust is your food. Hallelujah. The day serpent can no longer feed on dust, is dead. I don't know if you understand the principle. That is the principle of spiritual warfare. The spirits feed on flesh, human being. Flesh means not just talking about your body, talking about human nature. And human nature is a priesthood. I don't know if you can make the connection. And men serve that priesthood with a garment of darkness. If the soul doesn't have a nature of darkness, it cannot walk in the flesh. I don't know if you understand. It says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we do what? We have fellowship one with another. So a man who has a nature of light will walk in the light, will feed on the light, and will give life to those who are in the light. Those who walk in darkness, they feed on darkness and they give light to those who walk in darkness. Hallelujah. So the soul of a human being is either feeding on light or feeding on darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. Say amen now. The amen is not very strong. Say amen. Okay. How many people feel good when they watch what's that program they do on Thursday? It's a super story. A light of the other. How many people feel very strong after watching that program? You feel good. Okay, raise your hand inside your heart. Hallelujah. What have you done? You have had a good meal. Super story is their evening food. Hallelujah. So anywhere you are, when it is 7:30, what do? You go to a restaurant. Where is the restaurant? Their television. It's a super story. Someone said, what is wrong with super story? I didn't say anything is wrong. I just said that you went to a restaurant and you had a good meal. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When you have the computer, they say garbage in. This is not so, brother. Garbage in. What to come out? Garbage out. So when super story goes in, the only thing that can come out is trouser. Because you see trouser in super story. Amen. Say amen now. That's where they line all the things. You see it to super story. That's the things. You see the long nails, all the things, they come out from super story. Because that's the image. You become what you behold. Hallelujah. It's the vision you see that you become. If you haven't seen the vision for talk from here to tomorrow. Hallelujah. What have you seen? And what are you feeding on? God calls it Babylon. Say, come out from Babylon. Hallelujah. Amen. It might be a football situation. It might be, there are different things. There are men who feed on sex. Others feed on food. They eat food to be, they want happiness by eating food. Hallelujah. So others feel want happiness by, they buy any phone that comes, they buy it. They don't need it. It's just that they have money, buy, they feel good. They're feeding the soul. That is this place. I will not even have time to talk about it. The table of shewbread. The soul must feed. And I'm telling you, have you met a junkie before? The people they call junkie. The man that takes in their hand. When he takes it in the morning, by evening it is gone. Don't go near him, oh. He can kill. He will do anything just to get another shot of that drug. Hallelujah. And that's how we are. There are situations and things where we feed that we receive life. Where we receive life is not from God. Yes, we feel good when we are in fellowship. But it is not our source of life. That's what that woman was saying. See, look, what would you give me that I don't need to come here again to draw? Because every time she comes, she's looking for life. Going from one situation to the other, looking for life, and nothing. Hallelujah. But thank God she met Jesus. And I'm praying that I will meet Jesus. Where my strength will be on Christ. Hallelujah. He says, if you eat this bread, you will never thirst again. So that means there is something that we have not yet touched. We are still playing church, brethren. Hallelujah. We come to church, but our life is not in God. If our life is in God, then it says, all my being, say, all my springs are in thee, O Lord. We sing that song. All my strength means that my life, my excitement comes from God. Hallelujah. How many people feel good when you get a text message from a friend? You feel good, isn't it also? Say, I've got a text message. How many people feel good when they get a text message from God? I mean, who has got text message from God before? You can get a text message from God. Hallelujah. He gives you a word in your heart. Hey, it's the sweetest. Have you got a word from God before? You're asking God for a word that you hear. Oh my God, there's nothing like it. Hallelujah. You can get that every day. You can get a text message from God. He has speak to you. Your heart is like that phone you are holding in your hand. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll get multimedia. You know multimedia, you take a photograph and you post it to somebody. God can give you multimedia, can give you visions. Hallelujah. He can give you visions and you see it in your heart. Hallelujah. It can be exciting. We're talking about life, feeding on God. Have you ever gone into the scriptures? Yeah, you're just looking at scriptures. And for 4 hours you're there, food, you don't even want to eat. How many people? Has it happened to how many people? That's you are inside the world, you are looking at scriptures, and there is nothing like it. Hallelujah. He said, "Who? Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Come and buy." So you spend your money for that which is vain. Hallelujah. Brethren, that's Babylon. The soul of man is a belly, it's a depth, it's a vessel. It can only be filled by God. If you like, get all the money. Say, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world and lose the soul? Say, meat for the belly. The belly for meat. two of them cannot satisfy themselves. No matter how much food you eat, you're still not done. Hallelujah. The man that is the richest man, Michael Jackson, died a miserable man. God just used that life to show you what happens to rich people. Hallelujah. He was very popular. Who didn't know about him all over the world? In every household all over the world, he was known. Hallelujah. And God showed his life wretched. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is saying something. He said, meat for the belly. The belly for meat. All of them are going down. Hallelujah. Now he said, the body is for the Lord. Have you read that? So the body is for the Lord and the Lord for the body. Hallelujah. God made the body to nourish it, to feed it. Okay, somebody says, but I'm eating natural food. Those things happen because Adam began, was driven from the garden. When Adam goes back into the garden, his body will begin to feed in a different dimension. Hallelujah. We feed on God. Do you know that the things you eat, if you eat food, it has energy. That energy is the energy of the sun. Am I together? Eh? It's the energy, ATP, it's the energy of the sun. And the Bible said that he is the sun of righteousness. The energy you need to function is can come from God. See, that man does not need to live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. So, no. How can you be saying that we eat? Hallelujah. God is bringing us a point when our nourishment will come from God. They look at you, you look fresher. Not because you are going to supermarket, but because you are feeding on the life of God. But I'm showing you a new dimension. Say amen. Hallelujah. It's a new dimension of life. He said, I wish all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as your soul. When the glory of God comes into you, all the sicknesses will go. I'm telling you. Amen. Sickness came because of the rebellion. And as we begin to turn the corner, God begins to deal with rebellion, deal with iniquity, deal with this. The history will change in the body. Hallelujah. God is looking for first fruits who will walk into that life where sickness, disease, death will be a thing of the past. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody is 70 years old and he thinks it's a big thing. I talked with Adam. It was 900 years. That was the first man. 900 years. It is sin that brings man to 45 years. Even 10 years, the man is dead. It's sin. God said he will make an end of sin. So the church is not going in the right place. We should be moving into resurrection, brethren. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. If you enter into Christ, you are coming into life. Life needs to begin to walk in us, brethren. Hallelujah. We must be a people that believe it. But we don't receive it because we walk in rebellion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sickness walks in our midst because there is rebellion. Hallelujah. And I can see God saying, brethren, let there be reconciliation. And life will come. Hallelujah. That means say amen now. Say amen now. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Say amen.
Amen.
God is visiting us. Hallelujah. He brings us to life. You will look fresh. You don't need to, you're not the food you eat, it is the life of God that makes you fresh. Hallelujah. They look at you and they see the glory of God. You are fresh. Somebody comes near you, he feels the life of God. I'm not talking of tomorrow, I'm talking about now. Brethren, we are walking in, we are stepping into immortality. Somebody say immortality is, scientists already play around with immortality, so that's not a big deal. Hallelujah. It is Jesus Christ has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The gospel we are preaching is the gospel of immortality, where man enters into life and death runs away. Hallelujah. So is he saying we shall not die? Jesus said we shall not all sleep. Hallelujah. We shall not all sleep. Hallelujah. Well, somebody say, well, I thought that those things were in the past. Well, they're in the past, but God is bringing them again. We strayed away. That's when those things left us. But as we begin to come back into God, we begin to touch the issues. Hallelujah. See, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. There are two laws that are working. The spirit of sin and death, and the spirit of life. Hallelujah. If you walk in the spirit of life begins to walk in you. Amen. If we walk in rebellion, the spirit of death begins to walk in us. Hallelujah. And the spirit of death is what works in Babylon, works in the world. There is death all over the place. And when the people of God walk in rebellion, those things, they come in. And then we have begun to accept it because we have been a people that are stiff necked. But we thank God. You say His mercies endure forever. That means God is having mercy upon us, upon my soul, and is healing me from rebellion. And if God is healing, that means I'm entering into life. Hallelujah. Amen. Where the man, where you will be fresh, where the glory of God will refresh you and touch you. Hallelujah. So God says, come out of Babylon. Babylon speaks of it, the principle of Babylon is the spirit of rebellion. And rebellion is common with children, the young people. So you find rebellion in the home. You find rebellion in the house of God. Hallelujah. Bible says, if you cannot love your brother whom you have seen, you can't love God. Hallelujah. If God is going to speak to you, He will speak to you through a brother or through a sister. And because of self, say, who is he to tell me what to do? They're making rules and regulations. So you rebel. Say, no, I'm going to do so and so and so and so. And one of the areas that the church has had challenges is in the area of traditions. Hallelujah. Traditions are from the devil. It is hell. It is the organization of hell. So, Babylon, there is political Babylon. God did not create Nigeria. Are we together? God, show me in the Bible where He said there should be a country called Nigeria. God only created one country. And even that one was within a certain limit. Show me another country God created. Yes, thank you. Where did God create Nigeria? Hallelujah. Yes, man created Nigeria and God is using it. But God didn't create Nigeria. God has one nation, Christ. Hallelujah. Say amen now. God has only one nation, Christ. Has one new man. It's the one man on earth. And it's a many, multi-membered nation. Say, of the commonwealth of Israel. It's one nation on earth. That is God's interest. Every other nation will crumble. He is squeezing them. And the prophetic word says we are in the seventh millennium. That means we are in the day of the Lord, when the Lord will come to set up His physical government on earth. So every other government must give way. And God will prove to them that they cannot manage the affairs of the world. It's very clear. They don't have the solution. So He is coming to set up His kingdom. First of all, in me, and then that kingdom be manifested. Now, the kingdom cannot be manifested when there is rebellion in me. That is rebellion against constituted authority to God. The man say, I'm a man under authority. That is, if you are going to be part of the kingdom, then you must be submitted to Christ. Hallelujah. Now, what is Christ? Christ has three dimensions. Christ, the man Christ Jesus, that is the head of Christ, that's one. And anywhere the people of God come together, Christ is there walking in their midst, physically. Now, if Christ is walking physically, what then do the elders do? The elders are not to replace Christ. Then there will be Antichrist. The elders are to walk as under shepherds. That is, they are submitting to Christ and they are walking with Christ. They are walking by the anointing of Christ to function in the body, in the area of administration. Hallelujah. So the authority of Christ is not transferred. It's not delegated. The authority is transmitted. He's there, but walking through those who submit to him. So if those in authority do not submit to Christ, they are walking in rebellion. Hallelujah. And because they are walking in rebellion, this law of sin and death will work. Hallelujah. There will be disorder. Hallelujah. At home, the husband, he said, the head of the man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. Is it not so? That is the order. Hallelujah. So the husband must submit to Christ. The woman must also submit to Christ so that she can submit to the man. Hallelujah. If the woman is not submitted to Christ, she cannot submit to the man. She will think it is a position of equality. It's not equality. It is role. Say male and female created it. He didn't say the man is more important. He said that he made this one male and made the other one female. That is the role. And he says, submit you one to the other. That's how it is in the body. That he says that one is an elder. Doesn't mean that he is more important. It's just that it is a role. Hallelujah. And then those who are not are also playing a role. And if you look at the tabernacle, everything is 10 cubits. Everybody is equal. But the roles are different. So it says in the church, he has given some shepherds, apostles, whatever. Those are roles, giftings, abilities. Hallelujah. And then we have to walk in it. But when we break that, then disorder, and then the law of sin and death begins to come in. You know, dryness comes in. There are hedges open, and then the devil comes in, and then all manner of things begin to happen. Hallelujah. And that is Babylon, where there's a disorder. The principal spirit in Babylon is rebellion. And if anyone is walking by rebellion, that means you are walking in Babylon. Hallelujah. Whether it's in the home or whether it's in your personal life. So there is political Babylon. That is the organization of men by the spirit of rebellion. They don't recognize God. Now, even the ones that said they recognize God, 2,000 years after. Is it 2,000 years? America is 17 years. 1,000 years later. 100 years later, sorry. Okay, sorry, 200 and a few. It's not clear. The game is very clear. That America is not a Christian nation. Hallelujah. They started with one. Britain is not a Christian nation. Because they start with the principle of rebellion. And anywhere rebellion is, I am telling you, run from it. Rebellion can never bring forth righteousness. The devil is the father of rebellion. And if it infects you with rebellion, just you must dismantle it. Hallelujah. So, political Babylon is the organization of men to run the affairs of life. And the Bible says there is a king of this world, the prince of this world. He is the head of political Babylon. Now, Jesus is not the president of Nigeria. This kingdom of Nigeria has a head. And that head is the principal, is the president. And that president gets his inspiration from the devil, whether I like it or not. So what are we? So what is this brother preaching? Yes. The kingdom of God is in the heart. Hallelujah. There are two kingdoms. Man's kingdom is external. You see, everything you see here is man's kingdom. But the kingdom of God is where? It's within you. Hallelujah. God cannot break his law. The devil is the God of this world. The things that are Caesar's, give to Caesar. The things that are God's, what do? You give to God. So, he rules in the affairs of men, in the heart. However, when these men get very bad, the very bad leaders, God will remove them. Hallelujah. When they get very bad, God intervenes and removes them. So God's program is not to save Nigeria. God's program is to bring Nigeria down, bring America down. All of this. So we must understand that. But Bible says, would you pray? So what do you pray? So yes, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Is it not so? So say, when you are in the world, because this is the kingdom of the devil, you pray that there be peace. Hallelujah. That they don't get very bad. But the work of God is to set up his kingdom in the heart of men. The dispensation is coming when that kingdom will become external. And that is where we are going to now, where the kingdom will no longer be in the heart of men. It will be in the heart of men, but it will physically begin to manifest. That is what the Bible calls the day of the Lord. And that is the seven millennium where we are entering, where he will bring everything under the rest of God. And that being the case, political Babylon, God will judge it. And that is why God cannot have a Christian party. Do you understand? Christian party cannot come to it. That God, you say, God called you to go and save Imo State. No problem. We will pray for you and go to Aladima General Hospital and wait at the ambulance section. Because we know, without doubt, that they will bring you in the ambulance. Hallelujah. We drip. Hallelujah. By the time they finish with you, you will be gasping for life. And they will come and rescue you. I said, we told you. You said, no. Oh yeah, come, follow us. We'll take you back to fellowship. But then the brain must have gone very, very, very far. Hallelujah. So don't even try. Amen. God, you see, my kingdom is not of this world. Hallelujah. Economy Babylon. All the systems, God is bringing it down. However, we are in the world and we must function, isn't it also? So our economy does not depend on the economic system. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. The economy doesn't depend on the economy of Nigeria. The economy depends on the economy of God. On the thought says the Lord. If God says, go and build, go and build. If God says, don't build, you don't build. That is the economy. If God says, sow, you sow. If God says, don't sow, you don't sow. If God says, don't buy shares, don't go and buy shares, so ask this brother here. If God says, sell the shares, you say, you keep it. You keep. Nobody will tell you. When you have hypertension, don't come and disturb us. Hallelujah. The economy of God is by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. If God tells you to go, you go. You ride on that word. Hallelujah. If you are not sure, tell the brethren, say, I'm not sure. Then we will pray. So economy Babylon is going to go down the way. And right now, God is shaking everything. Shakeable. The Nigerian Naira is falling. Now they say, finally, the man says, okay, we are thinking of devaluing the Naira. Is it also? That's thinking of devaluing because now they are pumping so much money to sustain the value. And they can't keep doing that because the foreign exchange, foreign reserve is going down. They can't keep taking your foreign reserve to balance it. Well, after some time, they will devalue it. Britain is already, they had to print new currency. It's the same problem. America, they have to extend their debt ceiling. Everyone, the British, the European zone, the banks are in crisis. Before, all the politicians in Africa will take the money and go and keep the Swiss bank. It's not happening anymore. There's no more money to steal in Africa. Everybody is tightening up. So the European banks that used to use African deposits to pay off their loans, there's no more money coming. So God is judging them. So no more money. So everywhere things are drying up because those principles are principles of rebellion. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is judging it. Religious Babylon, brethren, that is the one me and you are in danger. Because we like religion. You come as it was before. It's now and ever shall be, isn't also? Amen. You two people are in church and you're waiting for a particular brother to start fellowship. If the brother is not there, church has not started. Hallelujah. You know, and then different forms. So religious Babylon, God will also judge of routine and form. And you know, just coming with outward show. God is saying, enough of religious Babylon. And then spiritual Babylon is part of what we have been discussing. So there are those four dimensions of Babylon: the political one, the religious one, the economic aspect, and then the spiritual Babylon. Spiritual Babylon is what is a system of rebellion within the soul of man. Now, it is so complex that the soul of man thinks it is a god. The devil wants to rule over the soul. So, two of them are fighting. Hallelujah. So, the nature of man fell and assumed a nature of, you know, of independence. He's not ready to submit to God and not ready to submit to the devil. Hallelujah. And that God must judge that rebellion. And that is why self must die. Self must die, because this is the principle of rebellion. Now, the final thing I want to say, okay, just 12, just 9. The final thing I want to say is that the soul of man has three natures. The soul of man has three natures. Three. Hallelujah. How many people have seen a dog? Rashima has a dog. Hallelujah. How many natures does that dog have? Ah, don't sleep now, don't sleep. We are closing in the next 10 minutes. I know you are tired. I'm getting the signal, but we'll close in the next 10 minutes. Let's take this one. That dog in Chima's house, how many natures does he have? Does he have a body? Yes. Say, if you believe, say yes now. Yes. Does he have a soul? Yes. Does that dog have a soul?
Yes.
Does he have emotion?
Yes.
Does he have a will?
Yes.
Does he have desire?
Yes.
Does he have mind?
Yes.
So everything you have, that dog has. Now we check. Hallelujah. What doesn't the dog have? Think well. What doesn't that dog have? Okay, you're right. So the only difference between you and that dog, Captain, I think his name is Captain. The difference between you and Captain is what?
Spirit.
Hallelujah. So God says, when a man dies, the body returns to the dust. Is it not so? The spirit goes back to God that gave it. Is it not so? And the soul goes to God for judgment. Hallelujah. So the difference, what the your salvation is spirit. Your salvation is what? Spirit. If you realize that, the devil cannot beat you. If you walk in the spirit, the devil cannot beat you. If you walk in the flesh, you come into the territory of the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. So what the devil wants to do is to make you function without your spirit. The devil makes you to be ruled by your flesh. Your flesh talks to you. You obey. Hallelujah. What are you? You are like Captain. Is it not so? You're like Captain. I want to eat. 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 If you don't give me food now, I will scatter the whole place. What is that? Captain. Captain is in action. Say amen now. Captain is in action. The spirit. Are they giving me paper? Okay, thank God. No paper for me. The spirit is not making any input there. So, that soul has become like the beast. Hallelujah. The soul is there, but it's being ruled by its body. I want to have sexual relations. I want to do this. It is, and you see, these energies are in the soul, are in the body. They drive. They drive. It's part of the law of God to reproduce, to eat, to do this, to do this. They are in the realms of the flesh. Hallelujah. But the man God made, God did not make him to be ruled by his flesh. God made him to be ruled by spirit. Hallelujah. Now, the thing that makes you a man is what? Is it not your spirit, which you got from God? Now, she used the word bread. Now, that word bread, there are two forms of bread. They will say animate bread. That's bread that you find in living things. And then non-animate bread. That's bread that you find around. That is the air. That is bread. Okay? So, we're not talking about the non-living one. We're looking at the living bread. That bread from God. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, the bread that came from God is what makes you a man. Now, the Bible says, who knoweth the things of a man but the spirit of the man? Isn't it so? Okay, now let me ask a question. So, if what makes you a man is your spirit, what is it that will make you the son of God? Can you be a man without the human spirit? Eh? Can you be a man without that spirit from God? Can you be a son of God without the spirit of God? Eh? Yes, I know. We're not closing today. We'll do another break. So do quick so I can close and go. Amen. Wake up now, wake up, wake up, wake up. Hallelujah. It is the Spirit of God that makes you a son of God. Just like the Spirit that God gave you makes you a man. Do you understand it? Without the Spirit of God, you cannot be a son of God. And that Spirit is the Spirit of adoption. Hallelujah. So, that is saying that how can you know the things of God except the Spirit of God reveals them to you? Now, let me use a different way. Do you know that the Spirit of God is your teacher? It teaches you the things of God. So what does the Bible say? It is the Spirit of truth. We have been in a school learning about God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God has been coming to your soul and teaching you, bringing the things of God. He said he will see the things of God and he will show it to you. He will not speak of himself. So we wake up in the morning and say, good morning, Spirit. Good morning, Holy Ghost. That's an abomination. The Spirit of God doesn't want attention from you. Hallelujah. He will speak of Christ. Hallelujah. This one, Holy Ghost fire is a demon. Okay, I shouldn't touch that one. Can I touch it? People wake up from sleep now. Holy Ghost fire is a demon. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost I know is a Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's a spirit of life. Hallelujah. It doesn't kill like that. Hallelujah. See, I've come to give life. I will give it more abundantly. The Holy Ghost fire is not the one. You quarrel with your friend, you say, Holy Ghost fire. He goes to kill the man. No, no, no. It's a demon. Just like Allah is a demon. Okay, we'll settle that one. Hallelujah. But what about the Spirit of God? Now, your soul cannot have life except it is fed by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God was made to feed and nourish the soul. Now, in your Bible, what does the Bible present as the symbol of the Holy Ghost? Is it not water? Huh? Say amen now. Is it not water? Okay. Say, out of the belly of it, the belly will do what? Flow rivers of living water. Then you say, this speaking of what? Of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God gives life. Now let me give you a teaching secret. Any life, any individual that's walking in rebellion will not have life. Righteousness brings forth life and brings forth fruit, brings forth prosperity. I didn't hear amen. Hallelujah. If you want blessing, obey God. You don't need to. Don't follow blessing. Follow God. Obey God. Keep your life right, and God will bless you. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what will happen? All other things will go. We don't follow blessing, we follow God. If you walk in righteousness, you will have fruit. Righteousness brings forth fruit. So where there is dryness, there's a problem. Hallelujah. Majority of cases, there's a problem. There could be an oppression, but if there's an oppression, there will be a word saying, look, in this case, there is something wrong. When a man's life pleases God, he maketh even his enemies. Isn't it also to be at peace? Hallelujah. So if your life is right with God, God will bless you. It is a law. Righteousness brings forth life. Sin brings what? Wickedness. So the wages of sin is what? Death. But the fruit of righteousness is life and peace and joy. That is the fruit of righteousness. So if a man is righteous, he will be fruitfulness. You will just see the fruit just coming forth out of his life. But if the man is walking in rebellion, he's dead. He may have money, but if you go to him, he will not be happy. His father has hypertension. His son is an armed robber somewhere. His daughter is in Lagos, running around all the hotels. He doesn't sleep in the night. That is the life of misery. Hallelujah. But the righteous man has 10 naira, and he is happy. Sleeps like a log of wood. If he touches bed, he's gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Bob drops, he's walking and going home. It's not for him, not for his boys. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's righteousness. You see that the righteous are bold. But sin is a reproach to any people. Hallelujah. So we're speaking about the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God comes to bring life to your soul. Hallelujah. But what the devil wants is for you to rebel against the Spirit. Now, when Adam sinned, what he did was that life, that river, remember I said in Eden there was a river, is it not so? That went into four heads. That is the Spirit of God coming to water the four dimensions of the soul. When Adam died, that river was cut off. That's when Adam started becoming short like me. Adam was not short like me. Man was taller than this building. Was a giant. You don't know. The man was a giant. Hallelujah. Say amen now. Say amen now. The man was a giant. Hallelujah. When sin came, man started becoming short. Went from 900 years to the life expectancy in Nigeria is now 45. HIV brought it down to 45. Hallelujah. And HIV is what? Rebellion. Hallelujah. So, man has it. So, Adam became independent. He says, I don't need nourishment from God. I can live by myself. Now, how can Adam live by himself when there were stronger spirits? Now, the spirit of a man is must be dominated. That's where God made it. God made you to be married. So there was no way the soul of man could remain innocent, single for a long time. It had to have a husband. And the devil came in. And you know what he did? The Bible said that the God of this world has blinded the minds. He brought a covering over the soul. Before, Adam had a covering of light. He said he was naked. How did he know he was naked? The nakedness was not cotton. It was the glory of God. It was the covering of light.
Adam's dress was light.
Hallelujah. Say amen now.
Adam's dress was light.
But when he sinned, that light went. The glory of God went. He became naked. He became unclothed. And darkness now became his dress. He became ashamed. Hallelujah. That's why if you look at Revelation, see the woman was clothed with the sun, with the crown of 12 stars. Hallelujah. The 12 stars is not that you're going to see physical, it's the nature of light. You see, a light means a light holder that reflects the glory of God. Hallelujah. The way God showed it to me. Have you, when you woke up in the morning, Nepal, when Nepal takes light in the night, everywhere is dark. That's what happened to Adam. When he sinned, all the lights were switched off. And darkness came upon the face of the deep. Hallelujah. But when Jesus began to come, he said, let there be light. And then gradually, they'll be switching on the light. Amen. But we are praying, but what is happening, that God wants to flood the whole place with light. To bring man back to where he was, a creature of light. Hallelujah. So he said, if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, we'll have fellowship one with another. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. My food is not conflicts. My food is light. Hallelujah. That's your food. Adam didn't depend on natural food. He was feeding from the energy of God. When he began to praise God, the life of God started flowing. And this evening, you could feel that life, that power of God coming. Hallelujah. Many things were being broken. God was dealing with a lot of things. That is the energy and the power of God. And you know, you can walk and live in it. Every day, you're walking in that energy of God. Hallelujah. And when you're walking in that energy, there is no power that can stand against you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I believe God is calling us, brethren, out of Babylon. To a place where we can fellowship, feed on the light. And where our soul will not be rebellious. We will not say we will eat our own bread. We will wear our own apparel. Hallelujah. Only let us be called by your name. That is the spirit of rebellion. Hallelujah. But we'll come to a point when that spirit of adoption, the spirit of God, begins to rule over our own spirit. That's God's order. That the spirit of God will rule over your spirit. And your spirit will rule over your soul, and your soul will rule over your body. Right now, it is turned around. Your body is ruling. Hallelujah. Because your body is the part that is closest to the world, to hell. Hallelujah. So God speaks to your body. Sorry, the devil speaks to your body, but God speaks to your spirit and speaks to your mind. Hallelujah. So God is teaching us to rise, brethren, not to be carnal, not to be fleshly, but to be a spiritual people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I think we're going to end here. I believe that God must have given us some tidbits, something to chew on, something for us to take home, and then to work on. And one of the things I'm convinced of is that we need a practical demonstration. So if a brother has an ought against you, or a sister has an ought against you, or you have an ought against something, please get hold of that person and sort it out. Hallelujah. It's start of the life that's coming. Hallelujah. And when you go, don't go to prove that you are right. Go to win your brother. Win your brother means you are not going to plead your case. You are going to tell your brother, I am sorry that I made you to be angry. If your husband is angry with you, you may be right, but the point is that he is angry. And for his being angry, that should make you sorry. Hallelujah. You are right, but your husband was angry. Say, honey, I'm sorry for making you get angry. Forgive me. You're not talking of yourself. You are trying to ask him to forgive you. If he doesn't tell you, I'm also sorry, you go now. Go to God and say, sorry, have mercy on me. The man didn't tell me sorry. Just help me. Help my heart. You say, unless you tell me sorry, I will not tell you sorry. No, that's not righteousness. Righteousness means you go unconditionally. I say, I am sorry. Okay, yes, you need to meet somebody. Okay, I can see you need to meet somebody. That's very good. Anybody that wants to meet me, please follow me outside and we can sort out our problems. Okay, hallelujah. Let it not pass this night. Hallelujah. Are we agreed? This night. Today, today. Today, na the day. Amen. In Sierra Leone, we say, today, na the day. Today, na the day. We don't make. We God don't make. Hallelujah. So today, Rebecca is laughing. We say, today, na the day. Amen. Settle it. Husband and wife, this night won't pass. So 12 o'clock is the deadline. By 12 o'clock, time I must finish the matter. If there is any matter, she must. If there is any matter, by 12, time I must finish the matter. Hallelujah! Yeah. And sister will finish the matter. If there is anything, by 12, it must not. He said, let it not go to the day. Is it not so? Amen. Let not the sun go down. So, midnight, everything must drop. Hallelujah. Let us win one another. Hallelujah. And let us shame the devil. Hallelujah. That there will be peace. Hallelujah. Because we are children of peace. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.